It's time for Rhema for Today.
We need to get self out of the way. We need to get programs out of the way. And put Jesus up. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And we'll begin to see things happen. You want to get a crowd? You want to build a church? You want to be involved with a church that's doing something? Then begin to put Jesus up.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Because of Jesus, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
I'll guarantee you this, any of you that have faced any type of tragedy or anything such as that, I guarantee you that the first thing that come to your mind wasn't what this Greek word means or that Greek word means, but the first thing that come to your mind was that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the answer. How does it work? Somebody said, I don't know, but the Word of God said all things are possible to him that believes in the Christ, the Son of God. The Word of God says, if you can believe, paraphrasing it into my own words, you can have. Right. Reading it for you that must have it technically correct, Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I like to just shorten it down. If you can believe it, you can have it. We need to get self out of the way. We need to get our programs out of the way. Many people are running here and there and looking, seeking after this program. Many church pastors are going here and there trying to get a hold of this and get a hold of that that'll make the church grow. Many of the laymen in the church, they're running to this meeting and that meeting and listening to what this guy has to say, what this guy has to say about prayer, what this guy has to say about prayer until they get so confused they don't know when they're supposed to pray at midnight or 5 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to tell you something, don't matter what time you pray, as long as you pray. We need to get self out of the way. We need to get programs out of the way. And put Jesus up. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And we'll begin to see things happen. You want to get a crowd? You want to build a church? You want to be involved with a church that's doing something? Then begin to put Jesus up. Forget programs. Forget all the other and begin to preach Jesus Christ and live Jesus. In him we move and live and have our being. Not in something else, in him. In who? In Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the Christ, the one and only. Blood that has been shed that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I watched a man when I was 7 and 8 years old in primary class in Sunday school. I watched a man that worked at Ford Motor Company in Dallas, Texas before they closed it. He didn't have any education because he grew up back in the days whenever there wasn't that many schools around, and then besides that, it was more important to get the crops in than it was to go to school. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Had very little education. Didn't read very well. When he did read it, it was very slow because he was deprived of the privilege of education. But I shall never forget that man as long as I live. He was my Sunday school teacher. He didn't know any theology much. He couldn't technically explain a lot of verses of Scripture. But I tell you what, he knew how to live Jesus in front of a bunch of 7 and 8 year old boys. Man's name was Kenneth Turner. How many boys he won to Christ will probably never be known. But I've seen him bring his family to church and let them out. Take that Ford station wagon and start driving up and down the streets and picking up boys, 7 and 8 year old boys, bringing them to church. I shall never forget at his funeral, as businessman after businessman in our city of Garland, Texas, passed by to pay their last respects. I'll never forget it as long as day as I live. There were men there that were known in the city as the leading people of the city. And yet they passed by. The church was full. I never seen a church so full of men, young men, in business suits. 20, late 20s, early 30s, early 40s. I mean, full. As they passed by, I saw some of them with tears in their eyes. They didn't go to that particular church. As they passed by, I heard some of them say, "That's the only man that ever really showed me Jesus. Heard a lot of people talk about him, but he showed me Jesus." I shall never forget, as I stood at the casket of Kenneth Turner, I made a promise. I told Brother Turner, I said that I would preach that he is the Christ to the ends of the earth. Where he wasn't able to go, I would walk. Where he wasn't able to teach, I would teach. Because I saw him live Jesus. And friend, I'm going to tell you something today. It's about time that we begin to realize that the only thing that really matters is not how much we can talk about this Greek word or how much that we can explain theologically this or that or something else. It's not how much we can quote. It's not how many confessions we can make. But the last thing that we need to realize, and the most important thing that we need to realize, it is that we must continually let the world know he is the Christ by our life as well as our mouth. And I stand to declare to you today that he is whatever you need him to be for you. He is whatever you need. If you have an aching, broken heart, he's the answer to your problem. If you have sickness and disease in your body, he's the answer to your problem. Friend, I ask you today to leave this place realizing that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. But I asked you not only to know that. I asked you not only to verbalize that with your mouth. But I asked you to walk from this place and to live. He is the Christ. There's a difference between living he is the Christ and talking he is the Christ. Many people will say, with the old saying, "I can't hear what you're saying for what you're doing." I wonder how many can condemn us as we talk about Christ. I wonder how many of them can say, "I can't hear what you're saying for how you're living." Friend, in the charismatic circles, we've come to the point that we get excited about faith and prosperity and healing and all of that, and that's all part of it. But friend, I want to tell you something. There's such a thing as living right. There's such a thing as sin. Charismatics need to preach on sin. Telling lies is sin. Amen. Drinking is sin. Amen. Going where you shouldn't be going is sin. Amen. I'm telling you what the Word of God talks about. Amen. Lying is sin. Amen. Hello? Amen. Bible says that God hates a liar worse than anything. Let me tell you one of the biggest sins that the church is committing today. Look what I believe for. Look what we've done. It's spelled P-R-I-D-E. Pride. Oh, it's getting quiet now. You can't be involved with the Christ, the Son of the living God, and be prideful. Amen. It was 2 years ago in the testimony meeting. The Pentecostals and the Baptists always used to have testimony meetings. How many of you remember that? They used to get up and say, I want to thank God I'm saved and sanctified. And humble before God. Anybody ever heard that besides me? Anybody ever heard that? You know, some of those people, when they would say about how humble they were, as a little kid, I used to remember that if things didn't go their way, they throw the biggest fit to anybody in the church. And yet they got them testified about how humble they were, you know.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, Living Faith conferences are coming up quickly.
Yes, they have.
Yes. We are going to be August the 18th through the 20th. We're going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with Pastors Colby and Afton Johnson, Victory Life Church.
Right. And then we're going to move down to Omaha, Nebraska, August 21 through 23. That's Wednesday through Friday at Faith Family Church with Pastors Tony and Jeanette Finley. Now, all the times and locations of all of our conferences are right. You can go to rhema.org and find it.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Because of Jesus. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.